17-year-old Ben Kupferman from California has just returned from a summer camp, bringing some unwanted guests home.
I was just scratching my head, and one of the lice just came out. It was just on my finger, crawling around.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates some 6 to 12 million infestations happen each year in the United States in children 3 to 11 years old. Until recently, all a parent had to do was buy some over-the-counter product that gets rid of lice within days. But increasingly, these remedies do not work. Scientists say that's because lice have developed tolerance and even resistance to chemicals.
Certain ones have the potential to mutate and protect themselves against whatever reason to try to kill them.
A public health official in Virginia says lice have been developing resistance for some time.
This has probably been coming for many, many years. And there's reports of insecticide-resistant lice going back decades.
When standard treatments don't work, parents are referred to a doctor for prescription drugs. But some parents don't like to use strong chemicals on their kids and prefer more natural methods. This California mom banded together with other parents to start a natural lice treatment business.
Well, we use an all-natural treatment oil, and we do give guarantee with our services, so it is pesticide-free. We do the combing, we do the picking, so the parent at home doesn't have to.
In the state of Virginia, Jerry Wahlberg started his lice removal business 3 years ago when his daughter Rachel got lice. He uses heat to kill lice eggs known as nits.
It desiccates the lice of hot air, and if you leave eggs in the hair, they are desiccated. That means they're shriveled up, they're dried, and we like to point out that it's like leaving a boiled egg in a hen house. It's not going to hatch.
The good news is that lice don't carry disease. They're only annoying parasites that are sometimes hard to get rid of. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
更多内容请关注可可英语 coconet.com。